and Billy Joel with My Life. All the floats are getting ready. Are we almost set to start the parade? Oh, they're all yeah, standing there and marching, getting set to come right down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Boy, that's a nice boy. The Bowie High School marching band.
Really,
so nice
they're out here this morning.
Yeah.
My goodness, even the junior high school marching band is right there this morning.
It's going to be, you know, it's a 17-mile long parade. It's the largest parade in the history of the Washington D.C. area.
Well, you know, this just doesn't happen all the time. This is a once a year festivity. Everybody is getting set to march to the beat of the drummer, and we will officially start the walk down Route 1, and then heading into the city, down Pennsylvania Avenue.
One time around the White House.
Right, hey, and then up through Georgetown, and then we might go up to Bethesda. It all depends. Maybe we'll stop at La Niçoise, you know, put on some roller skates, make the trip a little easier. And we will start everybody moving in just a moment.
You know, one of the nicest things...
9 minutes now, 9 past 8 o'clock with Jim Elliott, and the floats are almost ready to go. Mr. Woodside is in the booth next to me, gathering together all our material. Hi there. What's up?
I just got a call from the White House.
You did?
Yeah, and they heard about the parade, and they didn't realize the route was there. We didn't get clearance or anything, but the president called from Camp David and called the White House security and said, everything's cleared, there's no problem, and we just received word that Billy Carter is going to be in the parade, and he's written a special song. He's also going to be here.
Billy's going to do a special
Billy Carter.
Song?
Well, management obviously had to pay him $5,000. I mean,
really?
That's what he charges.
You mean he wouldn't do it
turkey.
For free?
Well, we gave him a free turkey.
He is a free turkey.
Yeah, he is.
You know, but are we about to start the parade?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, the band is all lined up
Oh, the band is.
Yeah.
All right, well, strike up the band, please. Oh, they sound good. They sound good. Listen to that. We've got people all over the area.
Liz Ray is going to be here. She's on
what's she going to be doing, or should I ask?
And
she's going to be a special.
She's going to be doing a belly dance, we understand, here on the itinerary.
Uh-huh.
Also, we're having the All the President's Men float with the president, former President Nixon, and all of the president's men.
Right.
And Tongson Park will be on the money float. And, I mean, the list goes on and on.
And the All the President's Men float.
Oh, yeah.
My goodness. People can grow up to be politicians and disgrace their families.
Exactly.
Marvelous idea. And we've got Liz Kiley is going to... All the people here from the station are covering things. Liz is out with the turkey master, from what I understand. The turkey mogul, Frank Perdull.
That's exactly right.
And he has his float. Liz is going to be right there on the scene. And Dave Fox is going to be down on the mall this morning.
All right.
With the official WPGC entry into the parade, our PGC float.
I'm glad we got one in time.
Really?
Know?
Whalen's going to be around. Scott Carpenter.
Oh,
we have people covering things all over town. We might put the general manager on top of the Washington Monument.
Yeah,
he's been wanting to sit on that point for years and years and years. Going,
oh, more.
So you never know what might happen here this morning. But please, put on your headphones and get ready to come sit next to me in the booth as we watch the floats go by. Everybody is set to go. There goes that Bowie High School band you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Passing right in front of us now.
They
look so good.
It was so nice of everybody to contribute. I mean, we got Eyewitness News contributed all 15 of their mini cams, so we'll be able to get a sight all over and get a good eyewitness of the parade.
Oh, this is marvelous, really. It looks so good through your woofer and tweaker.
Oh, definitely. And there's no reason to go down and take the kids out and all of that. Stay indoors and listen to it on the radio and watch it on your radio.
Right. It's a cold, gray day today. We've got clouds, and they will be here this afternoon. Now, the clouds are here right now. It will rain by this afternoon.
Exactly.
There's still a few clouds in my mind. It's early on a Thanksgiving morning. The high today will be in the mid-50s.
But it's not going to rain on our parade.
Nothing will rain on our parade. Oh, now here comes the Bowie Junior High marching band.
So nice of them.
Let's go. Okay, everybody here watching the Bowie Junior High School marching band, could we hear it? Thank you. All right. Boy, these kids look so good. They really do.
Really. Clean really. shaven, too.
And here's the Bowie Rotary Club marching by. Really, and the Elks. Look at that moose over there. Can you believe that? Amazing. Well, we will be getting ready to hear from Dave Fox, who's down on the mall with the PGC float. And we'll hear from Dave in just a moment. So stay right here with us as we start the second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's officially underway.
Whatever kind of sports fan you are.
J.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings.
Engagement now showing at the DuPont Circle Theater, 1332 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, sponsored by United Artists.
I wish I had a voice like Orson Welles. I could walk around all day like this, breathing heavily and making a fortune. Is it that big, large, fat man with that beard? But he sounds so dramatic. It's 8:15.
Thanks, I needed that. Good morning. As the PGC Thanksgiving Day Parade is underway, Scott is checking in with us. Good morning, Scott. Welcome. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Earth to Scott.
All righty, there we go.
Come in here as the bands come marching by.
Boy,
we even have the band, the official Crofton Marching Band here this morning.
All of them are coming out.
Right. We are going from Prince George's County right through town down Pennsylvania Avenue, once around the White House. And we might even go up Canal Road into Georgetown. Oh, man. Everybody sounds so good this morning.
It's so nice of everybody to give their free time, though, I might add, this morning, too. I mean, all of the high schools from Virginia,
right,
Maryland, mm-hmm, and the district. I mean, you couldn't get more response.
We might even get the official Navy band here today.
Oh, definitely.
Really, they might ask you to join in because you were a Navy man yourself.
Yeah, I used to play tuba for 4 years in the Navy.
Really? I thought you played piano in the marching band. That's why you walked slumped over like that. All right, we are about to check in now with Dave Fox, who is down on the mall. Is it okay if I check in with Dave?
Yeah. Well, it looks like all of our lines are working here.
All right, Dave is down on the mall with the official WPGC entry into this year's second annual Thanksgiving Day Parade. Dave is with the WPGC float. So let us now, early in the morning, check in with our own Dave Fox for an update.
Hi, Jim. Good morning, Scott.
Morning, Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Tell me, what's the latest on the WPGC float?
Well, I'll tell you, we're already running into a couple of problems. But first, the good news. The float itself has already gotten the nod from at least two of the judges as being the most realistic, which could mean an inside edge on getting the President's Award.
Really? Isn't that fantastic?
We could get
the President's Award?
Wow.
Amazing. Dave, you can see the float a little better from your vantage point than we can from up here in Bladensburg. Why not give all of our listeners an impression of what you see there?
It's quite a sight, guys. The top of the float looks like a 36-man rubber raft. Top's being supported by a bunch of columns made out of albums that WPGC has given away over the past year. The bottom platform is fringed with 10,000 $1 bills.
Oh,
and the power for the PGC float is being provided by a Datsun 280ZX driven by the man himself, Ellery Queen.
Oh, Ellery's here.
Hey.
My goodness, that's the guy with that stupid-looking magnifying glass in his hand.
Hey, look at that pothole, the case of the missing one.
My boy. Well, Dave, so what is the float supposed to represent?
I don't know. I haven't figured that out yet.
Well, Dave, you mentioned some problems that we had earlier. Do you want to tell us about it? I mean, is it anything serious?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you the problem. Is the kids around the area here are taking the money off the fringe of the float.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hey, Bill, there's another spot right over there. You got it?
Okay.
Here comes the law now. We should have all this squared away and the float underway in just a few minutes. I'll be back with another report from the mall in downtown Washington. This is Dave Fox.
Oh, it's good to hear from Dave.
All right, Dave.
Right. Everybody wants some free money. You know, the price of turkeys these days,
Yeah. Really,
it's so expensive. Oh, well, we are here together. Isn't it nice to sit here in the vantage point? They gave us a nice hot seat.
Oh, I like that, too, the way Eyewitness News gave us all these color monitors to be able to see every view from every angle.
Right.
With your minicam.
We've got it all here this morning.
Oh, yeah.
The second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Parade. It's 19 minutes now, 19 past 8. And if you have people coming into town today, arrived. They have not left from wherever they are in case they're driving or taking the train. Might be a good idea to remind them that we are expecting some rain in the Washington area by this afternoon, but nobody will rain on our parade because our parade will last for another hour and 40 minutes or so.
All right!
We've got things going very well here on this Thanksgiving morning. And
What's going on right there? There's so much activity.
I know. I love it.
But while we're sitting around, just a couple of things, because this is the time of year when we have to give thanks for our blessings.
Yes.
So can I give a couple of thanks?
Please do, Jim.
Okay. First of all, on this Thanksgiving morning, I would like to say that I'm thankful that I'm not Jimmy Carter's 1980 presidential campaign manager. And I'm also thankful that I'm not Farrah Fawcett Major's acting coach. I am thankful that when I applied for my car loan, I did not list Burt Lance as a personal reference.
Oh, no.
And I'm also thankful that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hasn't decided to put up a dam in my bathtub. Yet. Might do that shortly. And I'm very thankful that I never wrote a book about Evel Knievel. After all, his problems seem to run in cycles. And just a couple of things to be thankful for on this Thanksgiving morning. And you have some special things lined up this morning. Can you give us a little taste of what you are going to be doing and covering as the Annandale Atoms football team comes marching by?
Okay, Jim. Well, first of all, we're having the president.
Wait, the left guard is going to tackle you. Let him run by here.
Boy, I tell you, what a crowd.
I know. Hey, we've got them standing at least 10 deep here. It's a rather chilly morning, but still, for all intents and purposes, the sun could be shining here. It's a marvelous, marvelous day for our Thanksgiving Day parade.
All right.
Okay, now, if you could tell us what you're going to be doing today, Scott.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, first of all, Richard Nixon is in town, and, you know, he's just started making personal appearances around the country, and he called our station manager, and the manager said, well, you know, I don't know if we can have you back in Washington after what happened, but anyway, he's going to be on a float, and it's called All the President's Men Float, with all of the people that were with him during the Watergate conspiracy, which will be very interesting. Liz Ray is back in town. And, of course, we'll have another float with Congressman Charlie Diggs on it, a special float. It's called Behind the Bars. And let's see. There's a whole list, a whole itinerary here. Billy Carter has signed with the radio station for $5,000 to sing a special song about Jim Elliott.
And, really?
Yes, there's a special song from him. He brought the whole band with him. He's passing out Billy Beer in some sections of the district, but a lot of people there don't need it. But
I thought they quit making that when the horse died. But now he's bringing the leftovers.
Yeah, there's a whole stable down there in the parade.
Right.
And of course, I found out something else, that the president of our radio corporation will be driving the street cleaner that will be coming up behind the end of the parade, which is really a nice token for him to take time out from his home and his family and to drive that. And boy,
is the district going to pay for picking up all the debris after everybody has paraded on by? Because, you know, when the Bullets had their world championship parade, the district charged the team over $1,000 to clean up the streets. Are we going to get this bill?
Well, the official word from the district, Jim, is that nobody will notice the difference anyway. So they're just going to leave it the way it is after the parade.
Oh, okay. Just wanting to check up here. Well, we will be back with Billy and Liz, and Liz Ray, that is. Speaking of Liz, Liz Kiley is here this morning.
All right.
Yes, we've got everybody helping us out here this morning. Liz is on a very special float, so can we check in with Liz?
Please, let's do.
All right. Liz, can you hear us this morning?
Good morning, Jim and Scott. It's a lovely day for a parade here in the nation's capital, isn't it? Oh, I think the clouds give it so much more atmosphere, don't you? Oh, I have the honor of being on the float of the famous turkey mogul, Frank Perdow, who, of course, promises you'll never get a frozen turkey from me. The float is so beautiful. There are these prize-winning turkeys, and they're running all over the place. Oh, and they nip at your knees and everything. Oh, my goodness. Right now, we're waiting for Mr. Turkey himself, Frank Perdow, to come over and say a few words. We'll check back with you in a few minutes, guys.
Oh, that's going to be good to hear from Frank.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've got everybody out here for our parade, and we will be back to the Thanksgiving Day parade in just a couple of moments. We've got so many great things lined up for you. The band is marching, and we've got a lot of good music to play for you as you get up early on this Thanksgiving morning. It's now 24 past 8. Make yourselves at home. No need to go out and enjoy the parade. We're bringing it all to you on the radio this morning. Marvelous parade we have going here.
Man, I tell you, there is so much going on today. We can't even name all of the floats and attractions that will be going on today in the parade.
Really, it's so amazing, and we do thank you for joining us at the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade.
And we'd also like to thank the District Police Department for not ticketing any of the people in the district today and covering the parking meters with the brown burlap bags. What a nice gesture.
Really? They probably got that in their last... what'd they call that thing? What was the name of the movie with Redford and... The Sting. The Sting. They probably caught that in their last Sting there.
Oh, yeah.
So we will be checking in. Scott, you have a special guest, and we will do that in just a moment, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
29 minutes now. 29 past 8. Good morning, and welcome to the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade. And it's 8:31 now. 29 minutes before 9 o'clock. As we have everybody here at our simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade. A little later on, we are going to be giving you the Thanksgiving quiz. And we will be sure to make it a multiple choice test. I realize that it's early in the morning and you might not have yourself all together. Well, Scott, what do you have for us this morning?
Well, I see something coming down there now. And, of course, we have one of our correspondents on the scene. And, you know, every once in a while, the bands will stop and then we'll have certain floats stop and do performance,
right?
Yeah,
right.
So I guess we'll go on down there and see what's happening with our instant camera.
All right.
Hello. As you can see, there's a lot of excitement out here today in the WPGC second annual Thanksgiving Day parade. As you can see, coming down the street now is Tongson Park and all of his followers, along with the Reverend Sun Young Moon, as they hand out money to all of the people here in the Washington area. It's so nice to have Tongson Park back in our city, handing out money like there's no tomorrow. Hello, Tongson, how are you? Can we have a couple of words with you, sir?
And everybody, and the President Carter,
ladies and gentlemen, you can see it's extremely crowded today. Thank you very much, Tongson Park, and now back to the studios.
All right. Yes, there we have the latest from our Man in the Street reporter. We've got everybody coming out for the simulated Thanksgiving Day parade.
Definitely.
They're all here. All the floats coming, marching by. And we will be checking back with Dave Fox in just a moment. But first, what's that? Just a lot of people. Oh, look at all those people out there. That's for the Suitland Marching Band. Here they are.
That's got to be cold.
I know. It's a chilly morning here, but yet everybody is out and moving. Who needs Macy's when we have the simulated second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade?
I agree.
Really. Dave Fox, Dave, you aren't here with me? I hear Dave in the background. Dave reported a little earlier, in case you missed it, that we did have some problems that we were experiencing with the official WPGC float. And so for more on that, let's go back now to Dave Fox on the Mall in Washington.
Hi, guys. There seems to be some sort of misunderstanding here. The float's being hooked up to a tow truck right now.
Oh, no.
Just a minute. Hey, officer.
Oh,
officer, excuse me. The float is self-powered. You see, you can see Ella Requeen. They're driving the 280ZX underneath there.
Oh, no, that's a float now, is it?
Oh, yes, sir. You see, it's a...
And you're the person in charge here?
Well, in a manner of speaking, yes, I...
Then you're under arrest.
Oh, no.
Under arrest? What for?
For dumping garbage in a public thoroughfare.
But
come along.
That's a float for the parade.
Take it from me, son. I've seen plenty of floats in my time. That's a garbage dump.
It's got $10,000 around the edge.
And how long has it been since you've tried to spend money?
You're right. It's a garbage dump. I'm going to have to sign off for a while, guys. I'll use my phone call to bring you up to date. From the back of a police car somewhere in D.C., this is Dave Fox.
Great.
Can you believe that?
Unbelievable.
My goodness, what are we going to do?
The only Irish policeman in the district, and he has to catch Fox.
Really? It's not even St. Patrick's Day.
I know.
Oh, boy. Could turn out to be a rough morning with the official PGC float if this keeps up.
Definitely. And we have word in about 10, 15 minutes from now, Billy Carter will be doing a song for Jim Elliot.
Oh, that's great.
It's really nice.
That's great. Can I give the first four questions of my Thanksgiving quiz?
Oh, I think that's an excellent idea.
Okay, while the marching bands go by... Oh, there goes the Frederick Douglass Junior High School marching band from Prince George's County into your hearts. Simulated PGC Thanksgiving parade. Okay, while they're marching by, we have this multiple choice here.
Okay, that should be easy.
All right, we'll just ask four questions now, and we've got more later on. We will judge you later on today. Oh, by the way, all Thanksgiving Day weekend back at the studios, they're going to be giving away copies of Steve Martin's new album, A Wild and Crazy Guy.
Hey!
Hey!
All right.
Along with that, a PGC Toys for Tots concert t-shirt.
Good idea.
So that will be going on all weekend back at the station. All right, it's starting to get cold out here. It's only 45 degrees. Okay, the first question in the Thanksgiving quiz. Multiple choice, mind you. The Pilgrims had corn at the first Thanksgiving because...
Yeah?
A, Henny Youngman crashed the party. B, they just learned Amazing Grace. C, they needed a yellow vegetable. And D, the Indians forgot to bring Brussels sprouts.
D. It's got to be D.
All right. Mark down your answer there, Steve.
Thank you.
Question number two. The Indians were invited to the feast because A, it was a national holiday. B, the Pilgrims had already been over to their place. And C, a recent federal ruling outlawed discrimination. Back, down. The Indians are in the background. Question number three. Plymouth Rock was A, an English singing group. B, the 1978 top-of-the-line Chrysler product. And C, Rock Plymouth's listing in the telephone directory. And question number four.
All right.
The Pilgrims came to America, A, to escape the summer reruns. B, to open a Rolls-Royce dealership. And C, because there was no room at the inn. Oh, sorry, wrong holiday.
Sorry.
It's 8:37 now, 23 before 9 at the WPGC Simulated Thanksgiving Day Parade. Scott Carpenter is out early this morning. Do we have Scott's report? Scott said his favorite hangout in the Washington area.
Yeah.
So can we check in with Scott Carpenter?
This is Scott Carpenter, downtown in front of the YMCA. Now, if you're a local club goer, you'll probably be familiar with a group called the Second Coming. They're very popular in the area, but you might not realize that they're all members of the world-famous Mummers. Now, the rest of the Mummers were otherwise preoccupied today, but yes, I believe I can see them coming down the street right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the world-famous Mummers! Just a tremendous performance by the world-famous Mummers, ladies and gentlemen. This is Scott Carpenter downtown, returning you now to Jim Elliott and Scott Woodside.
Good hearing from our man Scott down at the YMCA.
Yeah. Really?
He just loves it there. Well, listen, might as well play a little bit of the Village People this morning. Oh, here they come marching down the street. Look at that guy in his Indian outfit, huh? Strange people. It's 21 minutes before 9. The Thanksgiving Day Parade, the simulated PGC version, will continue in a moment. Yes.
From the YMCA, Scott Carpenter reporting with the Village People. 17 minutes now. It's 17 before 9 at the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade. Scott will be back. Carpenter, that is, in front of the Y, hanging out there.
Spending the whole day there.
Yes, and Dave Fox will return, I hope. We are awaiting his phone call. Of course, Dave is with the WPGC float, and Dave was picked up by the Irish policeman downtown.
I know.
It's a rather difficult scene for him. And, of course, Liz Kiley is out covering the turkey mogul, Frank Perdull, who promises you'll never get a frozen turkey from me. Liz has been bit on the knee a couple of times.
Where's Waylon Richards today?
Waylon is out on one of the floats. I'm not sure exactly which one. We will be hearing from Waylon very shortly. Meanwhile, in case you haven't put together your Thanksgiving dinner, I mean, it's amazing the price of everything this year. Have you noticed that, how ridiculous prices are?
It's outrageous. It's outrageous.
I know. It's nuts. Around my place, we couldn't afford the whole turkey. But I did manage to scrape together enough cash to get my supermarket's budget turkey. For $11.98, you get two wings, half a dozen feather, and a beak. So we'll be having a marvelous time around the house.
But you didn't have to wear it out here today.
No. I just wore my au naturel clothing here.
Yeah.
We will check in. I hear that it's almost time for Billy Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Supposedly,
we are having a special guest coming in from San Clemente a little later on this
Great.
Morning. Everybody's coming out for the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving parade. We'll be checking back with everybody in just a moment. Now this brief word at 8:45 in the morning, 8:45, rain by this afternoon with a high in the mid-50s, 45 degrees now.
Get into Lady. It's new from the Little River Band.
That's a pretty good deal.
12 minutes before 9 o'clock. We've got here at our simulated parade, we've got the outgoing and the incoming mayor of the district. We have the Honorable Walter Washington.
Hi, Walt.
And Sterling Tucker. Oh, I'm sorry. He lost the election. That's Marion Barry. All right. Gentlemen, do you have anything to tell us here this morning? Just checking. Heard that for years.
Yeah.
It's 12 minutes now. 12 before 9. That looks like the Walter Johnson High School band that's marching in front of us now. Really came all the way from Bethesda.
That is the Walter Johnson High Band.
Is that Walter Johnson?
Yes.
From somewhere. It's the 11 minutes before 9. Oh, the band looks so good. Can we hear a hand for the Walter Johnson band, please? Thank you. Why, everybody looks so good out here on this chilly morning. Nothing is deterring anybody from coming out. We have had some problems with turkeys.
Yeah.
So many of the turkeys, of course, get very upset. Okay, that's enough for the Walter Johnson band. They're biased now, thank you.
I mean, they're good, but
yes.
Come on.
There is so much worry among the turkeys of the world today.
Yeah.
I saw a pathetic sight on the way to work this morning. I don't know if I told you. Some desperate turkey had dipped himself in yellow paint and was trying to pass as a canary.
It just won't work.
And yesterday, I saw another one.
No!
Who knows what's in store for him. He had dyed his hair red and was trying to pass as a rooster. But, I mean, really, to throw back his head and say cock a gobble do, just did not make it. Oh, man. But it's a tough day for the birds of the world. And, of course, the Redskins will be playing in Dallas this afternoon.
Yes.
And Denver is at Detroit. Really, all these animals. We got the Broncos and Lions and Cowboys and Indians today.
Right.
Take your pick. And the birds against the humans tonight.
We got some turkey.
The humans are going to win that one.
Of course they are.
Right.
Turkey lore coming up today, too.
Really?
How the turkey originated and all of that.
Oh.
The real story behind the turkey.
Oh, we've got so many things going on at this simulated PGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. This is number two, and may we be here for years to come. Years.
No, we will.
And years. And years. Really.
What?
So.
Mr. Carter, what? Oh.
Okay. Is he ready?
Good. So I guess he is. The float's coming up. You can barely see it.
Oh, here
all
it
I can
is.
See I is can, a big I beer
can,
gut.
I can hear the crowd in the background. This is the what float is this? You've got a better vantage point than I do. Here, take the binoculars.
Okay, let me see. What's the stuff on the
They're in the salad.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wipe them off.
Roquefort for dressing. Oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you, while we wait for the Billy Float to come up this way, Rich Garcia, who's a GSer and lives in Burke, Virginia, won Bunch for dinner this morning.
All right.
And Rich and a guest will be joining us at the Magic Pen. Where are we going to be next Wednesday night?
I'm glad you asked me that. We're going to be in Bethesda.
Oh, we're going to be at Montgomery Mall.
Yes, that's right by your house.
That's right. It's about 3 blocks away. That's marvelous.
Now, don't go to Jim's house by mistake. I mean, it's big, but not quite as big as a mall.
Right, and my crepes are not nearly as delicious as that at the Magic Pen. And boy, they make those pina coladas. Oh, my goodness.
Pina colada Elliot.
Oh, my goodness.
People came in the restaurant last night to meet us, and they said, where's pina colada Jim?
I had four of those last night. Now I don't know what they put in there, but I was feeling no pain last night.
All of the people that joined us for dinner thought Jim had left, and then I lifted up the tablecloth, and he was there talking to a fork.
My, what lovely prongs you have. It was a marvelous night, really, because I don't drink every once in a while a little pina colada. And, boy, the Magic Pen, they were good.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, it was earth calling Jim. I mean, I was up there somewhere. But the food was delicious, and Rich and a friend will be joining us next Wednesday, Bunch for dinner. And, of course, you can win tomorrow. And we will be hearing a little later from Liz Kiley, who's with the turkey mogul, Frank Perdell. We will supposedly have an appearance here at the simulated Thanksgiving parade from a special guest from San Clemente. Waylon Richards is out on the float. Scott Carpenter is at the YMCA. And Dave Fox is still in jail.
Oh, that's horrible. I'm trying to get him out of there. We've got friends with the district police.
Right, right. And Steve Michaels might make a special visit from bed this morning. So it's 7 minutes before 9 o'clock on this Turkey Day morning. There go the turkeys flying right by. Look, there's probably somebody you know right in that turkey float.
Yeah.
So, is the Billy Float in sight yet?
Oh, yes, sir. He's ready? Okay. All right. Yeah, he's ready. Okay.
Hi, it's Billy Carter, and I just wanted to sing a little song that I done for my friends Jim Elliott and Scott Woodside.
That's nice. That's nice.
Oh, yeah. I love Turkey Day. My friend Jim and my friend Scott, they are my turkey friends. It's so nice to be in Washington, D.C. And I love the WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. Gobble, 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 gobble. I am so glad my brother is president. He is the best president. He is fair to all, little, big, and even small. He is no turkey. I love Jim Elliott. He's got a good show. I'm glad he starts Washington's mornings, 'cause my brother don't. He sleeps late, he sleeps late, and he doesn't work, 'cause he's always late. I love WPGC, and happy Thanksgiving Day.
All right, that's Billy.
Very good.
Oh, it's good hearing from Billy. We have the turkey salute for Billy.
Can you believe?
And the fans are cheering for Billy this morning. All right.
And that cost our station $5,000 for him to make the appearance, plus a free turkey for the guy.
Now, wasn't it worth every cent?
It sure was.
I mean, really, it's not every day that you can get that man in here. It's 5 minutes before 9 o'clock, and we will be having more of the second annual simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade coming up in just a couple of moments. Thank you for sharing the morning together with us, Dr. Hook, and a cast of thousands as we make it through this Thanksgiving morning. Music to bass. Your bird by at PGC.
Looking for the lonely girl, telling the night together.
Dr. Hook, who's going to be on our Toys for Tots concert, which will be coming up on December 10th at the Palace. There are still some seats available for that show, and we'd love to see you there. In case
case you missed it last night, the Bullets defeated Boston 119-103. Bullets are home tomorrow night against Los Angeles. And the Lakers have won 15 in a row. So that's going to be a great game. Two of the hottest teams in the NBA. It's at the Capitol Center tomorrow. And the Caps lost last night to St. Louis 3-1. Redskins, of course, played today in Dallas. And did you see? We're no longer where ABC will show cheerleaders on their telecasts. That's not, I'm serious. That's just a statement. There's no joke there.
Really? So. They're not going to do that?
No, no.
Why?
They feel it's gotten out of hand.
<You're right. laughs>
And on the camera.
Oh, yeah.
It's everywhere.
All over the place.
It's 8 minutes before 9 o'clock. No, it's 2 minutes before 9 o'clock.
Cheerleaders on the mind.
Pass some more cranberry juice.
When they spike that way. We will be back with the simulated second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Parade after these important words.
Junior World at Woodward and Lothrop is getting your holiday wardrobe together.
Send yours to Sound Off, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington, 20027.
We're back. Going so well here at the second annual simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade at WPGC FM and AM Morningside. It's 3 minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Jim. Did you know turkeys were named after turkey?
Really?
Yeah. The bird's exotic plumage caused folks to think it must have come from a faraway land like Turkey or India. But England opted for the former. Other lands went with India. Turkeys are stupid, too. If you're not aware of it, the newly hatched gobblers have to be taught to eat. Turkeys don't know enough to get out of the rain. They often catch pneumonia because they can't find the poultry house door either. Female turkeys stand upright while laying their eggs, and if one of the eggs survived the average 10-inch drop, the males sometimes try to break them.
It's a 10-inch drop?
Yeah.
Look out below!
The pilgrims weren't too astonished at the bird either. In fact, they brought some over on the boat back in 1620. There's one now. The Spaniards had imported tame Mexican turkeys to Europe in 1519, and they reached England in 1524. The pilgrims made it sort of a round trip. And wild turkeys stand a chance to escape the dining table today because hunters find it tough to cope with their keen vision, acute hearing, and turn of speed. In one Wisconsin turkey season, 12,000 hunters managed to bag a bare total of only 18 birds. According to an Indian saying, any brave can kill a deer. It takes a chief to kill a turkey.
And there we have the update on Terry. Really, they've got to be fools to realize how many of them are going to be on the table tonight.
Yeah.
So, it's 4 minutes past nine. We'll be checking back with Dave Fox, who's in jail at this moment.
Somewhere in the district.
Right.
And, eating pork and beans.
Scott Carpenter is still in front of the Y, and he is going to try to get together with a famous person from San Clemente rather shortly. And we have Will and Richards on one of the floats. We haven't checked in with Will yet. He'll be, as soon as he comes into radio contact with us, we'll be in touch with him.
I wonder if we could get them to honk the horn on the presidential limo that's going by. I know that they're on their way to Camp David. I wonder if they could just honk the horn.
They're going to... Oh, okay. There they go. There they go.
Hi, Rosalind.
Oh, wait. Here comes the other limo.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Wrong. Oh, they're out on the Potomac this morning. Ah, oh, there we go. All right. We have the... what is this? Oh, this is the Army marching band. For everybody in the Army who's sleeping late this morning, we have a special treat for you. People who just woke up. Oh, we have the reaction of one Army man who just heard reveille.
Oh.
There he is.
And the U.S. Navy band is here to play Anchors Away.
They are.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Anchors Away. You know, the Navy Band, it's unbelievable, but the Navy Band is actually marching to this, and they walk faster than any other band, and that's when you put them in front of the United States Marine Corps, the U.S. Army, the U.S. Air Force. But hear them marching? They're almost jogging, and they can still play the instruments. It's amazing, and we're so happy that they could join us on the second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. on the 4th of July, idiots. There's a guy with a bandage over his face.
Hey, you know, the tattered clothing, they can't afford it in the Navy. We also, by the way, since the Redskins are playing today, a couple of the Redskinettes who refused to wear those heavy uniforms decided to come join us this morning and give a little inspiration to the team. We've even got the whole Redskin singers, and we've got everybody here. All right, are we ready for this one?
Yeah.
Here at the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade, as you're watching along with us this morning, and feel like singing along.
Hail to the Redskins! Hail victory!
Ba, 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 ba.
Praise on the warpath! Fight for all the sea!
Oh, goodness.
No, not again.
Oh, hey, lighten up.
Yeah, boy, there's always a spoil sport in the crowd.
The guy's probably Tom Landry's brother or something.
Yeah, I know. Who knows?
Strange people. Well, we've got Liz Kiley back here.
All right.
I understand that Liz is here. It's 8 minutes past 9 o'clock here at the simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. Liz Kiley is with the turkey mogul, Frank Perdell. Liz, can we get Liz Kiley in here this morning? Huh?
Back here at the second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. Liz Kiley here aboard the Perdell turkey float. And my goodness, look who is with me. It's Frank Perdell himself. Good morning. Good morning, Frank. I must tell you, I feel so privileged to be asked to ride your float.
Well, Liz, it's been quite a job to become king of the turkeys. I mean, a lot of hard work, you know. Quality and pleasing our customer is most important to us. We won't sell you a tough turkey.
Oh, yes, I know. But, Mr. Perdell, about this float, it's just so beautiful. You have so many nice things on here. And what about these turkeys here? These little turkeys are so
cute. These are my prize turkeys. And I wanted all these wonderful Washingtonians who came down here today to see just how beautiful they really are. Best turkeys around.
Oh, without a doubt. I wouldn't contest that. I wouldn't know what else to say. But, Mr. Perdell, I do have something to... That costume you're wearing, it's just wonderful. It's a pilgrim costume and very, very original looking. Is it real? I mean, and that shotgun looks like it would really work.
Hey, this thing's a prop. This shotgun doesn't work. See?
Oh, Mr. Perdell! Mr. Perdell!
My turkeys!
Oh! What are we going to do? Oh, they're running across the south lawn. Oh.
Oh,
Jim, Scott, this is terrible. I don't know what to do.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, well, we'll get back to you. From the south lawn, kind of. This is Liz Kiley.
Oh.
Woo.
Goodness gracious, Liz. Liz has those turkeys running all over the place. she comes in every day and says, how's your social life? She said, oh, all those turkeys running all over. So,
it's just another average day at the White House.
It's a tough, tough day for Liz and all the turkeys down at the White House. Well, at least they let Liz in. So. Oh, well. We have a couple more questions here as the floats go by. Oh, let's see. What school is that? Oh, it looks like West Springfield High School.
Oh, yeah. So that's what they look like.
All right, there's Mr. Bullock leading everybody over at West Springfield.
Smile, Mr. Bullock. You can do it.
There you go. Come on, Big Mike. All right. Let's see. It's 10 past 9. We have a couple more questions here in the Thanksgiving quiz for you.
Oh, good.
Now, remember, in case you missed the first four questions, this is multiple choice. Just write down your answers. We'll test you at the end of the show. The Mayflower was A big furniture truck, B, something that caused hay fever in Canadian rats, and C, what April showers bring. Mayflowers. Number six here on the Thanksgiving quiz. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the fourth Thursday of November because A, it was the only day the Indians had off, B, that's when all the football games are, and C, Macy's had already reserved Fifth Avenue and couldn't get a parade permit for any other day. Number seven on the Thanksgiving quiz. A pilgrim is A bitter pill to swallow, B, anyone carrying a candle, and C, grim pills listing in the phone book.
Okay.
And number eight, it was easy to tell a pilgrim from an Indian because A, Indians couldn't afford buckles for their moccasins, B, pilgrims always paid with traveler's checks, and C,
pilgrims' names were shorter on the mailboxes. We will resume with our Thanksgiving Day quiz a little later on. Now, remember, we will test you. It's 11 minutes past 9 o'clock. Oh, we've got a float with some music on it. Can we play some music?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Oh, it sounds like the Doobie Brothers marching right into view here.
It's nice of them to be here today.
Yes, it is, at the WPGC Simulated Thanksgiving Day Parade on this wet and cloudy Thursday morning. I say wet because it has not rained yet, but we do expect some rain by this afternoon, continuing into tomorrow. High today in the mid-50s. Low tonight is going to be somewhere around 40 as you enjoy your bird with the family. 45 degrees now as we head to China Grove.
Available at all Variety Records for only $5.98 on LP.
Okay, pal, come along quietly. Don't make a fuss.
Not sure.
We got an APB out.
We ran that one already. I was wondering what was going on here.
All these people wandering in and out of here. What's this old K-Pal walk along quietly? It's probably Dave Fox. You know, Dave, the last we heard, Dave was being taken away, and the official WPGC float was being towed away. I wonder what's going on with that. I think we have an update now from Dave somewhere along the parade route. Can we check in with Dave?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I guess we can.
I guess all the engineers are going, that's right.
Listen, I got things all straightened out with the officer here, and the float's just now getting underway. The crowd seemed to be very appreciative of all our work. Actually, we probably should give more credit to some of the people behind the scenes. There were several committees formed to put together the WPGC float, and we'd like to take time right now to thank them. Designing and maintaining the power plant are Smitty and the boys, Joe and Marty. Actually, the whole thing was designed and dreamed up by Andre Womack, who I must say is really outdone even himself. Charlie, Don, Mary, Paul, and Linda did a lot of work on the foundation of the float, making it all float, so to speak. Had additional help from Chris, and Vicky, and Dee, little Sheila, Barbara, Sherry, Phyllis, and of course Shelby. Traffic designs were covered by Nancy and Big Sheila. And, the cleanup committee members are Dan, Glenn, and Bill. Our thanks to all these good people for helping WPGC float, you might say, in this year's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I've taken a lot of time here, so I best sign off for now. I'll check in a little later. This is Dave Fox somewhere along the parade route.
Oh, it's good hearing from Dave.
He's really a nice guy.
Right.
I'm glad he went out there to help us.
Yeah, yeah. We're rolling all along. I understand that the parade is now passing through Georgetown, the front of the parade. They've been on the march now for over an hour, and they've gone around the White House. They've watched out for all the turkey mess that's around there. Liz was covering Frank Perdue down at the White House, and we know how things are down there. Careful where you step. We will be hearing from a person in San Clemente very shortly.
Oh, that's right.
And do you have somebody?
Well, I see the float coming up right now, and we can just switch down over to our correspondent across the street.
Well, as you can hear in the background, the whistle is sounding, and that means that, oh my goodness, look who's coming down. We've got so many celebrities in the second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. Ricky Ricardo! Wow! And he's got Lucille Ball is with us. You should be down here on the street to see this. It's amazing. Gentlemen such as Ricky Ricardo with the whole band coming back for this one-time performance, and he's dancing with the turkey. Oh, it's amazing. We're so happy that, I'm getting dragged up, and it's been so great. Ricky Ricardo, this is, Jim Scott, I've got to hand it back to you. So much for what to take. What a lovely parade. Happy Thanksgiving.
Ah, there we have our correspondent out on the street with Ricky Ricardo. Huh?
Ricky Ricardo, how did we get in the itinerary?
I don't know. You know, anybody who's meandering through town just goes, oh, Lucy, look, parade!
First thing he's done in 18 years.
Right, it's 9:22. Speaking of giving thanks on this day, really, yeah. I'm thankful for a number of things, really, on the serious side of things. I'm thankful that none of my relatives has entered politics or otherwise disgraced the family. I'm sure that Jimmy Carter is thankful that Billy wasn't born twins. The citizens of Philadelphia are thankful that this show only reaches as far as Baltimore. And, you know, on Thanksgiving Day, it's an exciting time. The whole family gets together. I understand your wife has stuffed the turkey with some uncooked popcorn as a special treat for you.
Oh, really?
Really. And, of course, the big question is how long we will be eating turkey. Yeah, and after tonight, just all weekend long. It's all anybody ever eats. You know, save some gravy so it doesn't dry out. But we Americans are good people. We don't mind leftovers at all. At least that's what Gerald Ford is hoping.
I wonder where he is today.
Probably saying, how much would that facelift cost me?
I see Susan Ford is driving a foreign car through the parade today.
Yeah, there she is.
Her little Japanese import
right there.
Well, look at everybody's wandering through here. Hi, Nancy. Hi, are you enjoying the parade? Good. Nancy's here enjoying the simulated second annual Thanksgiving Day parade. Hi, Phyllis.
Oh, there's
Sheila. Sheila's out there.
Sheila.
I'm out on the street now. You know, that is the Montgomery Blair High School band that you're hearing here.
Oh, wow.
Really, it's 9:24 in the morning. Try to get all these people in here. Let me try to get them in here.
While Jim is getting them in there.
Oh, good, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
All right. It's good having you here this morning, Nancy.
It's really great being here.
Well, you're not cold or anything, are you?
Yeah, freezing. It's really cold.
Well, hey,
I got my hot tea, though, here.
You got your hot seat?
Tea.
Oh, tea.
I was wondering if that was an infrared pair of jeans you had on.
I'm really sorry I'm late. I just got up.
Well, Nancy, you know, this parade's been going on for a long time.
She's missed so much.
You've missed everything. Fox was thrown in jail, and Liz got bitten by a turkey on the knee.
You're kidding.
No. We've had so much going on here at the second annual simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. But it's good having you here. I mean, you know, if you want to come back a little later and watch the float, you know, now you used to work downtown with the guy who's in San Clemente, right?
Right.
We're going to have a visitor from San Clemente here very shortly. Who? Now, how many people live in San Clemente that you know?
One. One.
Well, we'll be back with Nancy shortly. And what good things do you have? Are we still going to get Liz Ray in here a little later on?
Yeah, she's coming up next, according to the itinerary. She's the third float down from the one that we see now. And look at the one that's in front of us now. As if we didn't have to put up with this buffoon and his crazy chorus every morning. He said to the station management, hey, could I just put my piano on a float?
Oh, no. He wants to do a prayer today on Thanksgiving morning.
You know, thanks for, you know, whatever.
All right, there goes the Montgomery Blair High School band.
Right,
and here
sir.
He comes into view. Okay.
Oh, they're back again. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands on the radio and say, please, Redskins, don't argue amongst yourselves. We've had enough bickering and moaning and losing. The Bullets are world champions. They're winning. We've got to win this game in Dallas. Please, Redskins, don't look at the cheerleaders. Really, we've got to come up with a victory down there today. Send those Cowboys back to the range.
Amen, Jim. Amen.
All right. Oh, no. There goes that float, and we've got the next group of people marching by.
Oh, here they are right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, all right.
Let's see what we got here.
Well, they sound good today.
They do. The Drum and Bugle Corps. What is that? What is that? The Marines?
They're the Marines, but they didn't dress up today. They're just wearing jeans. All I could get was a flute player and a couple of other guys over there from the Marine Barracks. The rest of them are Camp David having Thanksgiving dinner with the first family.
Ah! Good. Well, I just got a report that we're about to check in with Waylon Richards.
All right.
Somewhere downtown. Waylon, come in, please. Somewhere.
With the WPGC 1978 Thanksgiving Day Parade, we are awaiting the Waylon Richards One Man Band Parade. That's right, you heard me right, and here he comes now. You can hear the crowd roar. He's now turning the corner of 14th and Pennsylvania Avenue. He's now on Pennsylvania Avenue. For all of you viewing at home, Mr. Richards' eyes are brown, his hair is brown, and his pants are
green. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, look at this. It adds new glamour and new splendor to the WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. Mr. Richards is wearing a blade affixed to his body, a tambourine. It looks like also a flute, a bell, and a pump whistle. There's his flugelhorn, and it looks to me to be, yes, it's a C&P telephone touchstone receiver. Also, Mr. Richards is playing a rubber band affixed from ear to ear, and yes, for the first time in Washington, D.C. parade history, Leland Richards is actually playing his nose. That's right, he is playing his nose. Let's go down to street level and pick up on some of the spectacular music. Look at this. This is just stupendous. The WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. And look at this. While Leland Richards is actually marching, he is marching in formation and forming, yes, yes, he is forming while marching the state of New Jersey. That's right. Oh, spectacular. Back to you, Scott and Jim.
Thank you.
Oh, goodness. Boy, Waylon's having a tough time downtown this morning, really. Better watch out, they don't arrest him, too. We are going to hear from somebody from San Clemente shortly. We still have more of the Thanksgiving quiz for you here at the second annual simulated WPGC Thanksgiving Parade. We will check back again with Dave Fox aboard the WPGC float. What's the matter with the marching band here?
Kick him.
Come on, marching band.
What's going on here? Oh, goodness. This got to be the Gaithersburg High School band.
Wouldn't you know? Well, here's another float anyway, a special float with Liz Ray on it.
Oh.
I believe.
What's happening? Oh, we got some with Liz.
And you won't believe who has come to join us today on the first annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's Liz Ray. And not only is it Liz Ray on the float, but she's dancing the conga turkey with Senator William Foxmeyer. By the way, we might add that the United States Senate took taxpayers' money to build this float for this special event today at the first annual WPGC Turkey Day. Oh, look at Liz Ray. All right. Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Oh, gee whiz. Hey, she'd be by here. We've
kind of scandalous.
I know, it's terrible. It's terrible. We'll be back with more of our second annual simulated Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's 9:30 in the morning.
You're the one.
On News Center 4 at 11 p.m., Monday through Friday, on Channel 4.
WPGC.
That song, that's so good. Bob Seger, we've got tonight. We're out here in the booth on this cold morning. Do we have any marching bands coming our way, Scotso? Let's see here. Hello, Scott. Calling Scott. He's in the next room with me right now, and he'll be here very shortly. Come on in. Come on in.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure everything was okay.
It's quiet in the booth. Where's the next band? Oh, wait. Oh, we got the band in the background. We also have somebody. We have a guest in here.
We do.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Good morning, sir.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that you, Jim Elliot? Yes. That's us. Who's this?
This is Richard.
Richard?
Richard.
You came all the way from San Clemente.
Yes, I came in this morning.
You did?
I'd just like to say that this is one of the finest parades I have ever seen.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Certainly is a pleasure to be here.
Well, what do you think about the WPGC float and Dave Fox being arrested? Can you take care of that? Can you get him out of jail?
I know all about that. I have seen Dave Fox, and I have seen the float. And if I were a police officer, I'd have arrested him too.
Why?
Because I've never seen such a ridiculous mess in my life.
Well, we saw one about 4 years ago here in our town.
I don't want to hear about that. I'd just like to point out that in the presidency, there are some things, there are some advantages of being the president. We are not guided by the same rules as an average citizen. I would like to point out that I am not a crook.
You're not?
Absolutely not. I may have done a few things wrong in my life. We all do a few things wrong. But I am not a crook.
We'll take your word for it.
Yes, I'll. Have you seen Elizabeth Ray?
Have we seen her? Yes, she was on one of the floats here earlier.
Where did she go?
I don't know. Where did she go? Scott, do you know where she went to?
No, I sure don't. I think she's probably over there at one of those Indian restaurants.
Let me simply say that when I was in Washington, I dashed to fool around with Elizabeth. But now that I'm living in San Clemente, I thought I might drop in and say hello.
Well, we could always, I don't know if Elizabeth is available. Scott Carpenter's down at the YMCA. We could have you do an interview with him over there.
I would rather avoid the YMCA. I saw the village people float. I couldn't tell if it was on the right side of the street or the left side of the street. The only float in the parade that was going both ways at once.
Well, you never know what kind of people we have coming through here. Village people. Any other kind of people? Now, sir, before you leave us, I'm just curious. You were a big George Allen fan and a big Redskin rooter when you were in town. Now both you and George are in California, but how do you feel about the Redskins-Dallas game this afternoon?
I think the Redskins are going to stomp their blasted heads flat on the ground.
Well, would you have any inspirational message to give to the team?
I had my last inspirational message 4 years ago.
And since then, you've kept to yourself.
I found it much better not to give any inspirational messages.
Are you going to be eating Thanksgiving dinner today with the first family at Camp David?
Yes, I thought I would drop in on Jimmy.
Surprise!
I just thought I'd walk up, knock on the door, and see if the welcome mat were out.
I don't know. Well, we'll check in with you later. Sir, we appreciate you coming by. Richard, we appreciate you visiting us here.
It's been a pleasure.
And we have to get back to the parade. Thank you, sir, and good luck in your future endeavors.
I thought you might like to buy a copy of my book.
Oh, really? No, that's okay. I appreciate it.
Goodbye.
Have a good day, sir. Thank you for coming by. 18 minutes before 10 o'clock. We will be back with the Thanksgiving parade momentarily.
It's something that's felt.
You can see your diamond remounted while you wait at K Jewelers tomorrow at Prince George's Plaza and Saturday at Lake Forest Mall. We're back out here in the streets. All the last marchers are coming by.
Yeah.
The front of the parade, I understand, is now crossing the D.C. line over at the Mazza Gallery and is heading out towards Montgomery County at this moment. They'll be there shortly. This, by the way, in case you're joining us late, is the second annual WPGC Thanksgiving Day Parade, the simulated version. Dave Fox has had a very, very tough morning.
Boy, hasn't he?
I mean, really, he was out at the PGC float. Ellery Queen was on there. They had $10,000 in $1 bills. He got picked up by an Irish policeman. And we had Dave back on the float again. And after some trial and tribulation, the whole crew from around here managed to get the official WPGC float rolling in the parade. Dave is tagging along with the float. And we've got another report. Dave, come in.
I've been following our own float along the parade route today. And I must say that the crowd reaction has been very, very good. In fact, we seem to have sprouted a marching band of our own behind the float. Everybody's carrying a radio and marching in time to the music that they're picking up from you fellows. It's quite a crowd, too, Jim. Ages ranging from 8 to at least 80. Just a minute here. Sir, hi, I'm Dave Fox from WPGC. Can I ask your name?
John G. Wilkerson.
And are you a faithful listener?
Oh, you bet your life. I wouldn't miss a single day for the world.
Why is that?
I love the music and the contests. But, you know, I think the thing I like the most is Harv Moore and that redheaded gal.
but sir, Harv Moore works in Buffalo now. Jim Elliott and Scott Woodside are on in the morning show.
Oh, no. What am I going to do? I don't know if I can get along with him, Harv.
But sir, Harv left several years ago.
Seriously?
Yes.
Well, I hope whoever they get to replace old Arv knows the stuff. Tell them to get another redhead, too.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for me, guys. I'll see you at 10 there at the station. From somewhere near the end of the parade route, this is Dave Fox.
I got a blonde. I got you here.
Right? Oh, great. Thanks a lot.
Arv and the redhead.
Yes, the days of French bread. down memory lane here on our parade.
Thank you, Dave.
Boy, this has been a great parade, though, I tell you.
We've had everybody here this morning.
Do you have any more features? Or just about the whole parade has passed this
just
by?
Just about. You know, Billy Carter said he would like to sing again, but I don't know. It's debatable at this point in time.
I know. It's been a long morning, but it's been a lot of fun. And I have to finish wrapping up the Thanksgiving quiz.
Yeah, we never did get the answers either.
That's right. Well, the answers. Well, let me finish the questions first. Okay.
Okay.
We have a couple more questions here. This is a multiple choice. You will be graded on this. Oh boy, the last band just passed us by.
No, there's one more coming.
Oh,
they're just dragging behind a little bit.
The first words uttered by the pilgrims at Plymouth Rock were, A, this is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind, B, sure doesn't look like the pictures, and C, okay, where are the girls? Number 10.
C. 10,
the pilgrims crossed the ocean in a boat because, A, the Concorde was sold out, B, it was too far to walk, and C, they didn't have to be in America until Thanksgiving, and they figured it would be relaxing.
Yeah, why not?
Number 11.
The Love Boat.
According to legend, Indian maiden Pocahontas had her father spare John Smith's life because...
Yeah?
A, Hiawatha couldn't get through the frozen Gitche-Gumee. B, John owed her $1,000 from the previous night's strip poker game. And C, Pocahontas was super ugly and she didn't want to blow her last chance to get married. Number 12, Turkey in the Straw is...
Yeah?
A hard act to follow. B, a tight fit. And C, the Weight Watchers' new low-calorie diet drink. And finally, number 13, a typical pilgrim spent his or her Thanksgiving, A, watching the football games, B, watching the parades, C, watching the Indians, or D, watching the Indians play football after the parade finished.
That's it.
And there we have the Thanksgiving quiz.
And the final band.
Ah, yes, there they go. This looks like the official White House Rudy Kazuti choir here in the background.
Yeah, that is the White House.
That is the White House.
You can always tell.
Yeah, there they go.
Too much cranberry juice, guys.
I know how it is. Well, listen, we want to wish everybody a very happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And we want to thank everybody for joining us in our second annual WPGC Simulated Thanksgiving Parade. All the people here at the station who helped out, including Dave Fox on the PGC float, Liz Kiley getting her knees pecked by turkeys, Scott Carpenter down at the YMCA. Who else threw it? We had Waylon Richards, his own one-man float. And, of course, I thank you for joining us. This is your first Thanksgiving parade.
And, boy, it won't be the last one. What a great time today, Jim.
It was so much fun. Listen, we've got to get back to the studio because you have to give your news in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's right. Okay, we'll take the limo.
All right. It's 9 minutes before 10 o'clock. Don't leave me yet. Don't leave me.
Well, I just gotta go.
No.
You get your own way back.
God, I'm going to have to hitch then. Okay, he's got to go run. He's got to go run. There goes Scott. I'm sitting here all alone in the booth now. It's just you and I watching the final band go by. We do have rain for the Washington area this afternoon. Good day to just get everything done. Look forward to having all your close friends and your loved ones with you. It's such a nice time of year. And we do expect some rain by the afternoon. Sit back, watch the Redskins, keep our fingers crossed for them. We do expect the rain to stay with us through tomorrow morning with a high today in the mid-50s. 45 degrees. And now if you can hear me back in the control room, Scott's already left. I got to quickly hitch a ride here. Get back by 10 o'clock when Dave comes in here. Thank you all for joining us. You can stay out here and watch the parade. Meanwhile, back to our studio here.
Cardinal Forest in Springfield, Virginia.
And go super style.
Treat yourself to family night savings at the Pizza Hut restaurant, 6643 Old Dominion Road in McLean.
Good morning. 47 degrees now at 9:56. Scott Woodside with a continuing Thanksgiving Day edition of the WPGC News Magazine. Gasoline and state troopers will be found in good supply by Maryland motorists traveling the main roads over the Thanksgiving weekend. That's right. Drive carefully. State Police spokesman Jerry Eisman tells us police have beefed up radar patrols and even strengthened the force's yellow jacket program against holiday drivers who may have had too much to drink. Seven people have already died over the Thanksgiving weekend last year. Well, that happened last year, and a survey by the American Automobile Association finds that holiday travelers will have adequate supplies of gas, so that's good to hear, but please drive carefully and fasten your old seatbelt. A Johnson City, Tennessee man found out when Virginia's bear season opens the hard way, unfortunately. The hunter, who has not been identified, proudly rushed out of the woods near Shirondo yesterday to check in his trophy, a black bear. Unfortunately, the bear season doesn't open until next Monday, so he's going to have to pay a fine that could run up to $1,000. A state game commission spokesman told us the guy just blew it. It's that simple. A passenger on a Greyhound bus overpowered a man who tried to hijack the vehicle in Ashland, Virginia yesterday and then forced the driver to take him to Savannah, Georgia. Do you believe it? Someone would hijack a bus? The unidentified dude broke free and escaped on foot, and a company spokesman tells us only three passengers were aboard the bus on the run from Washington to Jacksonville, Florida, because the bus was carrying the overflow of passengers from another bus. At least one group of Thanksgiving celebrants, however, don't particularly approve of the key item on the presidential menu. Even if turkey is traditional, American vegetarians made their annual plea yesterday for their fellow citizens to observe a live and let live Thanksgiving. Their statement said 20 million U.S. vegetarians will celebrate the Feast of Life today around the country with public repast of natural harvest dishes. Meanwhile, President Jimmy and his family are celebrating Big Turkey Day this week with a traditional turkey dinner at Camp David. About 25 members of both President and Mrs. Carter's families have been invited, including both grandmoms, Miss Lillian and Miss Allie. The menu includes roast turkey with cornbread dressing and turkey gravy, sautéed green beans, candied sweet potatoes, fresh cranberry sauce, Waldorf salad, assorted relishes and nuts, hot dinner rolls with preserves, and good old pumpkin and pecan pie with whipped cream. We got a nice forecast for you for Thanksgiving, and that's coming up next when the WPGC News Magazine continues. WPGC Metro weather, rain by this afternoon, carrying on through tomorrow, unfortunately, but it will be a nice day. High today 57, tonight's low 35. Current Washington temperature 47 degrees at WPGC FM and AM Morningside. It's 10 o'clock.
Well, thank you for taking part in the parade today.
Oh, How's your throat? I know it was kind of chilly out there. You didn't get a chill or anything, did you?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Did you?
Or didn't I?
I don't know.
His wife is here to warm him up now.
That's right. Well, have a good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
You too, Jim.
Have a good day.
Talk to you later.
All right, let's go, Redskins.
Yes.
Yeah.
WPGC with Dave Fox. Good morning. Can't get too much heaven, although it would be nice to see the Redskins blow them out, huh?